From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A large explosion rips through the main square in Ankara. The blast Sunday in Turkey killed at least 34 people and wounded more than 100. Officials said the blast occurred in a square, a key shopping and transportation hub near foreign embassies. The Turkish government says the attack was carried out by a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Six gunmen killed 14 civilians and two soldiers in an attack Sunday on three hotels in the Ivory Coast beach resort of Grand Bassam. The Islamist organization Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed to be behind the attack. Emily Yab reports.
Around midday local time on Sunday, six gunmen stormed a hotel and a nearby beach here in the seaside town of Grand Bassam, Ivory Coast. Witness Jean-Baptiste Begré works at a hotel next to where the shooting took place. They heard gunshots, he says, and first thought it was firecrackers. When they got closer to see what was happening, they saw a man wearing fatigues, a flak jacket, and carrying an AK-47. He shouted down and then started to shoot at people, children, women, everybody. The death toll is 14 civilians as well as two members of the security forces, while 22 people were wounded. Emily Yap in Grand Bassam.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the insistence that the Syrian peace talks not deal with the issue of removing the current regime from power is an attempt by the government to disrupt the talks. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim has warned negotiators that any talk about the fate of President Bashar al-Assad's government is off the table. The top U.S. diplomat says violence in Syria has been reduced by 80% to 90% since the cessation of hostilities began 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News.